Yeah, welcome to Rewind or Die Shorts, where three grown adults navigate life, one movie meltdown at a time.
Some people process stress by journaling. I watch Time Cop and yell at my fridge.
This week's episode includes DIY horror, disassociation at the grocery store, and a used copy of Shrek 2 that might be part of an underground network.
So I decided to build a new shelf for my 4K movies. Real wood, real effort, real stupid.
Here we go.
I followed the instructions to the letter and somehow still ended up with a slight tilt to the left, which feels like a metaphor for my entire life.
It's not a shelf. It's a statement piece now.
My girlfriend walked in and said, "Why does it look like the Leaning Tower of Criterion?"
You built cursed furniture, man. That thing's gonna whisper to you at night. I was at the grocery store, waiting in the self-checkout line, and I just shut off.
Like, emotionally?
Like, fully. I stared at a bag of frozen corn and just disappeared. My brain rebooted with a memory of the Big Green.
Ha 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 ha. That's a weird movie to default to.
I remembered the goalie fainting. I remembered Steve Guttenberg just being there for some reason. And then, suddenly, the machine was yelling at me to remove your scanned item and place it in the bagging area.
That's how it gets you. That's the self-checkout void.
1 minute you're in line, the next you're reliving Disney's weirdest sports phase. I went to this flea market, saw a used DVD copy of Shrek 2. Nothing special. Cracked case. And it was marked $14.
No slipcover? No bonus disc?
Nothing. Just Shrek 2. I asked the vendor why, and he said, and I quote, "Because it's important."
You met a prophet.
That DVD is probably cursed. You put it in, and it's just 90 minutes of Donkey staring directly into the camera.
I bought it, obviously. I'm not brave, but I am curious.
All right, it's time for this week's Escape Shelf. The movies we watched not because we planned to, but because we needed to.
Demolition Man, because sometimes you need futuristic seashell toilets and Wesley Snipes kicking through a wall.
And there's so much more there!
That thing you do, I don't even know why. I needed the comfort of fake 60s pop and Tom Hanks being smug.
Predator, still, again, always, when in doubt, bring in the jungle and let Carl Weathers yell.
This segment is brought to you by burnout, escapism, and shelf rage.
That's it for episode one of Rewind or Die Shorts. Whether you're building furniture or reliving childhood sports movies in the frozen foods aisle, we see you.
If you disassociate, just make sure it's to a mid-tier Disney comedy, not real trauma.
And if you see Shrek 2 selling for over $10, ask questions, but maybe not out loud.
See you Monday for a brand new episode and the start of our next mini-series. Until then, stay weird. Stay rewound.
Bye! Bye!
Producer Steve hopes you have enjoyed this program.